Hello.
Oh, hi, Diego. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I just, because they told me that they were going to verify me before anything for the next billing. Yeah, they have been telling me for almost 2 months, but just that I haven't had time also to go and take another video, because I already did a video, but and they told me that I have to do another video.
Yeah. I wonder if the first one was too long or something, because it says in the notes to keep it as short as 1 minute and 30 seconds, which is weird, you know, but I saw that note that they talked to you on the 15th. So, but I do need to give you some options, Diego, because if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account. And I can't really do anything with the billing while there's a past due balance. But one thing I can do is once that's up to speed, I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, just because you have to go back in and do that video again. And then, you know, that'll kind of compensate you for the time, you know, that you might have missed in having to repeat it, okay?
Yep, got it.
Now, do you think you could take care of that today, maybe on a different card, or did you just need a little bit more time?
I need time. Yeah.
You need time. Okay. No problem. I'll put a note in here that we talked, and then I will, let's see. I'll follow up with you maybe next week then, just to see where you're at that time, because the payment will reoccur to $398 on February 26th. It continues to do so until this settles, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you either, you know. So we'll get the payment rectified hopefully next week, and then I can give you that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And in the meantime, please go in and try to get that minute and a half video verification for Google redone, because that's a very important part of the process, okay?
Okay, got it. Okay, about that, let's say, would I get verified before? Because I don't want to, you know, to be paying without being verified.
So
it's not helping. I'm just wasting the money.
Right. So the sooner you do that, the better, because when Google offers that option, usually it expires in 14 days. Number one, so it's not always available to everyone. But secondly, once you submit everything to Google, that will take an extra 5 or 10 days for them to get it verified once they approve it. So, you know, I would definitely say go ahead and just get it done as soon as you can. And then once it's done and you're verified, we could always work out the billing on the back end. But to answer your question, yes, the verification department is still going to work on getting you verified, because right now your account is still active. It's just in suspension. So that just means that they don't do any active programming, you know, during the suspension, but they will still work on the verification once you complete that process. Do you want me to send you the email again, or do you have it? The last one was sent on the 22nd. Action needed, start Google video verification.
Yes, if you can send it, it will be good.
Okay. And this time it looks like it was a slightly different option, Diego. The first one says live video verification, where it's actually where you're on, you know, the video with a Google rep. This one, it looks like you just go in and you submit it. So it doesn't have to be like a live video, but those instructions are in the email, of course, okay?
Got it.
Okay.
Which I did it before, but I think, as you said, I think it was too long. But I saw the description. And I did it, and I don't remember how long it was, like 1:30 seconds. I did it like in 1:20.
Oh my
But yeah,
gosh.
I would try, you know, I would try.
Okay.
Because I think that's the only option if I can get verified.
Yes, yeah, and then that's when the program's going to really explode for you, and you'll see really good things for your business. So, yeah, definitely. And it's actually frustrating that Google makes, you know, businesses go through that, but it's also a very good thing that they're offering it because they're going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So Google says, hey, do the video verification, send us, you know, a couple of things just to show us that you're a valid business in the area. And then once you do, now they trust you and they say, okay, this is really a legit business and we can publish them. You know, so like I said, it's really good that they do that because, you know, that way it protects you from, you know, people that maybe are not so legit trying to come in and steal clients. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're all good to go. I put some notes on here, and then, like I said, I'll follow up next week, okay?
All right. Because if they're going to ask for sure for the license or registration,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to. So, I mean, if that's a point that I have to go through, then I might just quit it, you know, because I don't know. Or if it just... You guys know what I'm saying? Because last time, or I think they do ask for it, so I just want to make sure.
I see. Okay.
We're doing it. Okay.
Let me check real quick with the verification department and see if that's going to be an issue.
Well, they have told me not that it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, we verify thousands and thousands of businesses each year, and that's not a deciding factor for Google, because sometimes what they'll say is, hey, if you don't have a business license or registration, at least show us, you know, an invoice that has your business name on it, or a work truck with some tools, or, you know, anything that will show that you're a valid business. So, you know, that's usually not a deciding factor. But if it is, I'll check with the verification department and get back to you. But like I said, I don't think that's going to be a problem, okay? And again, this isn't the live video verification, so you don't have to send everything that's on that list. Just submit whatever you can, because whatever you can submit, it will be helpful, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and if you have any questions, I sent you an email and a text message that talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, it will ring to my desk. So you could always call me directly if you, you know, hit a little bump in the road and you have a question. Just feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Yep, we'll do it.
Okay, sounds good. We'll have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.